Mountain study. Why does one study? For the white gathered element, having shaken the letters to become unlettered, living in the unlettered light. Every now and then I go up into the mountains, fire and snow, trudging for hours along the black line of the river, following it right to the crest, or, when the snow's gone, moving up through the forest to the thin grass and the rocks, the high country. Up there in the stillness, thinking of nothing, only the body moving. Extraordinary ontological territory. Or in my study with the books of calligraphy, drinking tea or white wine and slowly leafing through the pages, song of the diaphanous mirror, thousand character essay, account of the retreat of quietude, the pavilion of the drunken old man, treatise on understanding. But the finest piece of calligraphy I've ever set eyes on, back a few years in Taiwan, is a letter of 30 characters written by Wang Xiqi in a tough winter of the 4th century to a good friend of his, asking him how he was faring in these cold days. A piece of calligraphy which, under the title of Clear Sky Just Before Snow, changed hands for 1,000 years, each of its possessors renaming his study in its honour, so that for 1,000 years, somewhere in China, there was a Just Before Snow study. If I named this study of mine after the pair of scrolls hanging there on the wall, 7 mile stream shine bright outside, 10,000 hills autumn view, it would have to be something like the study of the 7 mile stream or the study of the 10,000 hills. In the study of the 10,000 hills, reading, those who know truth are not the equals of those who love it, and those who love it are not the equals of those who take active delight in it. Also writing, all morning this quiet thing happening, taking shape, unshaping, reshaping between me, the language and the snow. Trying adjectives, so many adjectives, running through verbs, a fine flurry of verbs. What name for it all, now midday and so little left, only cool stillness, soft, drifting, glow. On opening a Chinese grammar, red binding still holding the smell of Glasgow, my eyes fall on Ta Yu Xie, great rain, snow. Movements in the snowy silence. What that line is, and this, no concern now with sense, only a calligraphy, a nameless and meaningless writing, to say without saying, the flurried fullness of, the inner murmuring of, the snow.